Hello, happy innovators. How are you doing? You know, today I'm going to talk about something that has, I guess, a little bit to do with that confusion topic and a little bit to do with that regret topic as well. You know, the burden of regret and having made the wrong decision about something, you know, usually something major in one's life, you know, huge mistakes, you know, that weigh on your heart and weigh on your conscience, even though they may have happened a long time ago. Okay. And what I want to talk about is something that I feel very strongly about. Okay. And what I want to talk about is suicide. Okay. You know, I've never experienced a suicide personally. Okay, I've experienced premature death, you know, from close friends and things like that. Okay, a lot of experience with that, you know, losing my friends, especially when I was younger. I lost a lot of young friends. But I've never lost someone to suicide. Okay, and I suppose that kind of disqualifies me from talking about it because I don't have any personal experience with it, okay? But I will say this, that I'm an artist and musician, okay? And I pay attention to the human condition, okay? I devote a lot of my thought to it, and I use it, okay, as an inspiration for a lot of things, you know, different circumstances for people and different existences and different, you know, different successes even and things like that. It's the basis of creativity. You know, you absorb as much of the world as you can and you pull it all in and you grab hold of the things that grab hold of you, you know, and you let it swim around in your head and it comes out in a certain way, you know, an expression of that comes out somehow, right? So I'm very used to kind of using what I see and hear and feel, you know, and a lot of the time it becomes very real for me. Even though I may not have personally experienced something, there's enough going on with me to internalize it and try to feel and understand, okay? So, with this particular topic of suicide, okay, it just is one of those things that just moves me, okay? It's just so sad. It's the ultimate sadness, okay? In many ways, too, because it's sad for the person who commits suicide, okay? But I almost wonder sometimes if it's worse for the people that they leave behind, okay? Now, I already told you that I don't have any personal experience with suicide, but I know a lot of people who have had experience with suicide, okay? And I've watched how it played out for them over time, okay? And man, like I said, it's just, suicide is just the worst, you know? It's just, there's not a single thing about it that is good or beneficial for anyone at any time, you know? And it's always kind of moved me and forced me to question, you know, how bad it must be, you know, to end it all, What can I say? You know? What can I say? It just doesn't get any worse, you know? And I just can't help but wonder, like, at that moment, you know, when someone finally decides to end their life, you know, for good, for real. Like, things have gotten so bad for them, okay, that there is no hope. There is no hope. Now, think about that, okay? Think about being in a circumstance or a situation that is so bad that there is absolutely no hope. Not even just a lack of hope for the present situation, but when someone ends their life, they must be thinking, okay, that there's no hope for the future, okay? Now, I've been in some bad situations, you know, and really bad situations, okay? But for some reason, I have never lost my sense of hope, okay? So I can't really imagine what that's like, but I can imagine what it must be like. You know, there's a difference. I'm not saying I know how it feels. I'm saying I can understand how it might feel, you know? And I've thought about it enough at this point to have a true sense of empathy for those people, those souls that have lost all hope, okay? And wow, the people that have been left behind and the pain, you know, like I said, I've lost friends. I've had people that were very close to me die, okay? But they didn't kill themselves, you know? And I don't know, it's just one of those things that when I think about it, I just have pity. I just have pity. That's the word. There it is. It's pity for them and for their loved ones and their families, you know? If you're a person who has known someone who has killed themselves, you know, maybe it was a brother or a sister or a parent or a relative or some good friend, you know, maybe it was when you were young or maybe it was when you were older, you know. It's just one of those things it just moves me. And I don't think that I would ever do that, you know, for spiritual reasons, you know. Like I said, I've been in some bad situations, but, you know, I would never end it all, okay? But some people get to that point. You know, they get there. And, it's just the worst. It's the saddest. And it's born of this sense of confusion, probably, right? Confusion about one's life, about one's state of being, about one's future, and confusion about optimism and pessimism, and confusion about hope and lack of hope, and what an absolutely horrible state of confusion that must be. And the confusion that comes to the people that are left behind, wondering why, having to kind of sift through the memories and the things that were said and the things that they could have done or should have done or they should have said, and, you know, the guilt and the regret, and all those things. And you know what? Just the sadness that somebody they loved so much just slipped through their fingers, you know? Like, how could they do that? How could they end it all? How could they do that to me? Because when you commit suicide, you know, it is the ultimate act of self. And it hurts people. You know, it really does. I mean, I know people, okay, that are crippled by the memory of suicides in their lives. I mean, when they're telling you the story of what happened with this person that they lost, okay, tears come, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years later, tears still come, because it's just so sad, you know. And if you, the person that is listening to this right now, are someone who has endured that, okay? Man, my heart goes out to you, you know? It really does. It really does. I feel bad enough about people that I lost, you know, by accident, okay? Or by natural causes, you know? I just can't imagine. Man, just the worst, you know? Just the worst. And that confusion. Ugh, the confusion about the future. They're confused. They don't see a way out, you know? How does it get that bad? How does it get that bad, you know? Not really much else to say about it, really, you know? It's just the worst. But it's part of the times that we live in, you know? And, you know, from what I understand, okay, statistically or something, they say that there are a lot of suicides now, nowadays. There are a lot of people who are losing hope. They have no hope. And it's an epidemic. And that's a word that's been used. Epidemic of suicide. There's an epidemic of suicides. Now, why do you think that is? You know? Oh, I wish I could hear your answers. But why do you think that is? What is going on right now in the world where there's an epidemic of suicide? There is an epidemic of people who are so lost and confused that they have no hope for the future. They feel their existence is better if it would be ended. It's happening in record numbers now. Right now. Right now. Think about that. It's not a very pleasant thing to think about, but damn it, we need to, you know? We need to ask ourselves questions about these things. If we care, you know? If we have a heart and a genuine sense of compassion for other people, we really need to ask these questions, you know? And we need to find answers, you know, quick. And there's nothing else for me to say about that. Just, if you are somebody who has endured a suicide in your life, or maybe you've even contemplated suicide yourself, maybe even you've attempted suicide yourself. Regardless, okay, I am sorry that you had to go through that. And there's just nothing else to say. So, for now, this is Mike Bostwick from Pipe Choir Records signing off. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy, everybody.